from James chapter 5 this morning, thinking a little bit about what our responsibility is as a member of the Kootenai Valley Mennonite Church, and not just the church here, but the greater body of Christ. This is not an all-encompassing list of what our duties are here or what our responsibilities are as a member of the church, but it's just maybe one point that I'd like to look at this morning. James chapter 5, starting at verse 13, we'll read to the end of the chapter. It says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." I guess the thing I'd like to look at this morning here is in verse 16. Just one phrase there caught my attention. It says, "Pray one for another." Help each other up, build each other up, encourage each other along. I know as a young man and even now, if somebody comes alongside and just encourages me to continue on in whatever, that is very encouraging. And I know I can do a lot more of that, not give somebody flattery or false encouragement, but sincere, something that's from our heart, sharing with them in an encouraging way. It says here in verse 17 that Elias or Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was normal, just like us. But it says that he prayed earnestly and it didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years. You know, that's some serious power there. We can tap into that power today. It's the same God. We serve the same God that Elijah did back then. And then Elijah prayed again, and the earth, it rained, and the earth brought forth fruit. So we can pray for each other, and we do that. You know, there's people here that have sicknesses and different health issues. We pray for them, and I think we need to do that. We need to keep doing that, and they can be healed or encouraged in their sickness or trial or whatever they're facing in their life. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 is another verse I'd like to read. There was lots and lots of verses that in the Bible that tell us to pray for each other, lift each other up, exhort each one another. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." That word exhort is not really one that we use today. I looked it up in the dictionary and it says to urge, advise, or caution earnestly. It gives kind of a sense of urgency there. And then it says, so much more as you see the day approaching. I think that's talking of the end time there. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up." You know, that's a huge blessing we have here today. This is, in my opinion, a big church. And we have each other to help each other up. I don't know how people without this can get by. You know, when they are going through a hard time and there's nobody there to help them up, I'm not sure how they manage that. So I'm just very grateful to each one of you that's there to help me, and I want to do the same. I want to do more of that, helping each other along. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing. This is a different translation here. It says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. It's another thing I need to work on. Treat each other like they're more significant than yourself. I'd like to read just a little story here of a Navy SEAL. And I remember when this happened, I had heard it on the radio, and it just really impressed me. I had to think of this again. On September 29, 2006, United States Navy SEAL Michael A. Mansour and his comrades were engaged in combat with insurgent forces. An insurgent threw a grenade onto a rooftop where Mansour and several other SEALs and Iraqi soldiers were positioned. Mansour quickly smothered the grenade with his body, absorbing the resulting explosion and saving his comrades from serious injury or death. Mansour died about 30 minutes later from serious wounds caused by the grenade explosion. That's a very, I don't know, he took it to the very limit there, I believe. He was willing to give his life for his comrades there on that rooftop by throwing his body on that grenade. Would I be willing to do that for any one of you? I hope I would. And I think if that would actually come in our lives, I think God would give us the grace to do whatever it takes for our fellow man. A quote from Benjamin Franklin at the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, I believe it was. He said, and this was a pun, he said, we must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we will hang separately. In his pun, he meant, we need to stick together here. And if we don't, we're going to be executed by hanging. You know, we've got an enemy here too. And if we don't hang together, if we don't stick together and support each other, lift each other up, pray for each other, most assuredly, we will hang separately. So let's do that. Let's stick together, and the enemy of our souls will be defeated. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your great love to us. Thank you for the encouragement that you are to us, for your Holy Spirit that guides us and lifts us up. Lord, I just pray that you would give us the courage to be an encouragement to each other and lift each other up, help each other along the way, that we can all be in heaven someday together with you. Just pray, Lord, that you would be with those here who need help. Pray that we can be of assistance to them. Pray, too, for those that are serving you in foreign lands today. Think especially of those in Chile, Jeff's and Ted's and Vernon's. Lord, just be near to them, guide and protect them. Pray also for those that are serving at Jungle Breezes and the work there. Lord, just want to pray that you'd continue to guide and direct them. Be with us here this morning, the Sunday school hour and the service. Pray that each one of us can lift our hearts to you and be guided by your Holy Spirit. Just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.